Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
Morning, y'all.
Morning, fiancés. How are we?
It's another one.
It's been a week.
It has been a week. It has been a week.
It must be Thursday because you hear somebody saying to you, it's been a week.
The weather's been weathering. It hasn't been oppressive heat. It's been up and downs all week. I feel like this is a little bit closer to what I'd like for my spring.
Yeah.
In the Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Oregon.
As Kenneth would call it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm not upset with it. Today is going to be in the 80s, so, you know, I guess we'll live.
We'll make it.
Just kidding. It's been nice. And we don't melt in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when it's like, you know, lower 80s. Wait, the breeze.
I do have to get the weather. Okay.
Yeah, well, so, I thought that's what you were doing. Coming right into it.
My apologies. Current temperature, 56 degrees with a, wait, yes, with a high of 80 and a low of 52 on this Thursday morning.
You know, it just keeps changing.
At 7:34.
I thought it was going to be about 84 today, but, you know, I'll take what we get.
I hope I close my rings today. That'd be nice.
I'm excited for you.
Sorry to bring my troubles to the air.
I mean,
I'm struggling with
closing
my rings on fitness app. Sorry, guys. Anyone else? Anybody else got troubles with the fitness app? Closing the rings?
Do you have trouble with the app? Is that
indictment?
No,
are you saying trouble with my activity? Is that what this is?
There was a clear question mark on the end of my sentence.
All right.
Also, one on my face that you were looking at. That was not an indictment or a shot. It was maybe ask the question you mean to get the answer to. Is that what you mean?
Is anyone else struggling to close their rings?
That sounds more like the question you mean to ask.
Yeah.
Ambush, I struggle to close my rings.
You have to say I too.
I too struggle
there we go.
That's to close my rings.
That's how I know you're being compassionate.
I'm
going to
start over. Ambush.
Yes.
I, too, struggle to close my rings.
What? I'm along with you.
Yeah.
I feel seen.
It's both of us.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing you there's a couple of fiancés that are, one, annoyed that we're talking about a fitness app on our watches. And two, a couple that also struggle, you know?
It's true. It's very likely.
There's nothing like having to put your tracker, whatever your tracker is, on the charger, and then somehow you get real active in that time. I was running up and down the stairs the other day without it, and was like, if only, how will my body even know that it's happened? Worst. You know?
That's the absolute worst.
Got a text. Good morning. Thanks for starting us off with Ambush's smooth jazz voice report on the nice weather. You know, we're working on, you know, making this show exactly what it's supposed to be. Bringing you all the morning news fun.
It's smooth jazz
in a
weather.
Smooth jazz voice.
That's awesome.
You really do just have a great radio voice.
Thanks. Someone also told me I have a face for radio.
No one told you that.
Yeah.
Literally not a soul.
I heard the joke. I think it's one of the most clever jokes ever since the 80s when it came out.
It's not that clever. You're calling people ugly. Did you just put it together?
In the national news. Actually, no, that would be local news.
Ambush, kind of. Local man calls himself ugly. Local for joke.
Man. It's like Florida man. Local man. Local man claims he has face for radio.
I definitely used to say the same thing when people were like, wow, you have a voice that sounds great. You'd be great on radio. And I'd be like, because I got the face for it. Huh?
You people beat him to it.
People don't like the when you're self-deprecating. Like, you're not going to call me ugly, baby. I got this.
Pump your brakes, bro.
Yeah, nope, not even a little bit. It is pretty amazing how life goes, though, because shout out to Dee Dee McGuire, Dee Dee in the Morning, who is on the radio, syndicated now, but Dallas is her hub. Mm-hmm. And she is one of my best friend's mother's best friend. Mm-hmm. So, I think I said that right.
Yeah.
And many, many years ago, she was like
one of your auntie's best friends,
right? Yes, she's my, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Many years ago, we were hanging out at her house in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Morgan, you need to be on radio. I was like, absolutely not.
Wow.
Number one, barf. You know? I've heard my voice before.
Number one, barf.
Number two, public speaking. Are you out of your mind?
Now look at you.
Look at me. Look at me now. Top of the world.
Top of the world.
Top of the radio world.
All these podcasts, all these festivals.
Top of the charts.
Hosting all these, you know. Somebody stop me.
Yo, I really do think about the, my dad went, you know, his career for quite some time was going around in public speaking. And I was always in awe of that. Like, I don't know how he does it. He just, that's the same guy that took me to school. And he's just up there
in front of all these people. Just talking.
Just the going. Just all the charisma.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the charisma at home all the time. But, you know, it's just different. Yeah. Anyway.
He's dripping riz, bro.
Okay. What? I don't like it.
I thought Tempo would like it.
Well, she wouldn't. I think she has definitely told you that. I'm pretty positive you're not even supposed to use that word.
Guys, I've been banned from using the word riz by my daughter.
Canceled.
She's like, no, old man.
When will it end?
You cannot. You cannot use the word riz. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And it's true. I haven't used it until just now. I got tempted.
It's true. I don't know what happened.
Fell out of character.
Well, I just wanted to finish my little thing of the whole public speaking thing. That was truly, and it's still up there as a fear, but biggest fear of mine. Like, no way am I doing any of that.
Right.
And yeah, now I'm like, hey, everybody. My name is Morgan Jones.
Hello.
Welcome to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Make sure you spend money with the vendors.
We do have that coming up. I don't even know if I get to say that. Do I get to say what I'm doing? I'm not telling anyone to do it.
Exactly. You can say what you're doing without saying, hey, make sure you meet me at.
Friends.
Yeah.
I got two important dates coming up.
Yeah.
And I do remember getting a text at one point saying, we do not cross promote enough.
They do say that.
But so this is not me promoting anything. It is me telling you what I'm going to do.
An update of sorts.
Update. Can and I, the Unrefined Sophisticates, will be at the Black Podcast Fest this Saturday at the one and only Lloyd Center. Pretty excited about that, by the way. Presented by the Numbers Podcast Network. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Sister station, you know, to X-Ray.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. I'm sorry, I got stuck on like, oh, it's going to be so much fun. Oh, and also, we have not talked about what we're going to talk about yet. We do that today. Don't you guys worry. We have a meeting planned.
Those unrefined sophisticates.
And then I get to host My People's Market again.
Yeah.
And I'm super pumped about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think this is my fourth time.
I feel like it is.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm a savvy veteran is really what we need
you got your MPM shirt on.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. My People's Market is going to be at the Red. Mm-hmm. June 3rd and 4th, myself, and another one of likely your faves.
Yeah.
Britton Jackson from Village Vibes podcast.
Village Vibes podcast, also on the X-Ray Network.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. Those two together are just like...
We hosted the last hilarious one together, and you know how when... You know how when you're not prepared, like you chat, you have... Mm-hmm. you know what you and your buddy do. Mm-hmm. But then your buddy comes and just like completely surprises you.
Yeah.
Each time we were back on the mic, he introduced himself as another person. And each time it was more funny than the last. Yeah. And also, Britton is one of those people that's just like, the talent oozes, you know?
Britton is an amazing personality. And like, amazing. Radiates.
Effortless singer.
Yeah.
Like, just the voice be voicing. So here I am all clunky, like, hey, everybody, I'm Morgan Jones. And he's like, thank you for coming today, everybody. I am your host, Tina Turner. And then we'll sing. Well, yeah, I can't compete, fam. Yeah. So now I'm just in awe, too. This is, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
He also then went into, he went into like every single Marvel character, but by their full comic name. Like,
Aurora Monroe.
Right. Like, my man. What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. Britton is a delight. You two together is a treat for me.
Oh, but thank you.
I just love to sit and watch it. Yeah.
I appreciate
it. The best. The absolute best.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing soon, you know. Saturday, packed.
Oh, man, I forgot. Sunday, myself and X-Ray's own, day one X-Ray's own, DJ Cliff.
Cliff.
We have no requests on Sunday.
That's this Sunday?
That's this Sunday.
As in, like, the 28th?
Yeah, man.
I got to put that on my calendar.
I know, man.
My calendar, because...
Oh, trying to predict my end.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So
I want to be there.
we got to find a way to be better with letting people know where we are.
Well, we baby steps, and we just did it.
Yes.
Does anyone care? Fiancés, let us know. Chime steps. In.
Does anyone care?
Tell us if that was a good thing for you. That was 5 minutes of telling you
of
what
updates.
We got going on.
Tell us
with
what
zero mean. Weather or traffic. It's you true. Know, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? We're open to suggestions. Where are our producers? Rudo?
Roots.
Are you there? Did it go okay?
I believe in the Staples spine drop. I have to grab that.
Woo.
Young Roots.
Gotta get it.
Love that guy.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, that old Lauren Boebert.
The baby.
The very unserious gift that just keeps on giving. one gift after the next from Lauren Boebert.
Rifle Colorado's very best.
Yes.
They're sending their best.
Wow. And how exactly did Target miss the point of their own performance?
Ooh.
What are we doing, Target? What are we doing?
I like that.
That was, man.
You know?
Yeah.
We got a Eron and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Really, all we should talk about is that. And then the mayor, previously known as New York's Joe Byron. Is out here doing some other things.
Yeah, definitely taking shots at his own moniker. It's really interesting.
You know? Said, don't call me that, Jack.
Eric Adams, he also is the gift that keeps on giving. I
and
really...
And when you say gift,
yeah,
you mean trash.
I really... Like, I'm going to keep hitting Twitter with this question. I do it, like, every couple of months. Actually, every time Eric Adams does something, I hit Twitter. I'm like, y'all, my homies in New York, is this what you voted for? I got to know. I really got to know, is this what you wanted? Because apparently something similar has happened in Philadelphia. Someone who clinched a primary position or whatever, I believe it's primary, for the mayoral race.
They won the primary to move forward?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Black woman. I believe she's a black woman. I mean, let me not do that.
Ooh, see?
But a woman.
Spreading false.
I'll double check. But yeah, she was real quick with, and I'm bringing back Stop and Frisk.
Wonderful. You know what? You know, why not ambush? Actually, let's think this through. You know, the crime is criming.
It's criming hard.
It's criming so bad.
It's criming
and what
out of control.
We definitely know is that stop and frisk doesn't do anything but harm people. It does not stop crime. Let me stop asking the question. It's not why. I know why.
Why?
Control.
Okay.
Authoritarianism.
Yes.
We're just going to... And it's... You can't have a criminal industrial complex if you stop having criminals.
We got to ramp that
so
up.
So sometimes you got to make more criminals. And in order to do that, sometimes you got to, you know, hey, lawmakers, what do you think about making sleeping outside illegal? And then hear me out. I know. Sometimes people have to do that. But what if they're in a public place?
Ooh.
Huh? It gets a little different, right? It's a little tricky. I know that you go camping on the weekends, Tom, but not in front of that McDonald's. You don't.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I really wish there was like a little like pocket handbook that you could just flip through.
Mm.
You could just like thumb through. Maybe it should be an app at this point.
Probably.
You could just thumb through. Go to the stop and frisk and go to the S's. Boom. Okay. Stop and frisk. And you're bringing back stop and frisk and don't because this, that, and the third.
And also disqualified.
Disqualified. Here's the stats against that. It doesn't work. So since these are the stats that shows stop and frisk doesn't work and only harms communities, why do you want to bring it back? Because, I mean, like, for all of these measures that they want to put in place, that there's clear data that it harms citizens.
Yeah.
Clear. And then disproportionately harms Black and brown people.
Yeah.
They say it as if there is no data and there have been no studies and there is no history. Because if stop and frisk really worked, why was there this huge pushback to get rid of it? And it's like, I guess the people that were victimized by stop and frisk have aged out of having the discussion. So now their kids get to experience stop and frisk, or their grandkids get to experience stop and frisk. And it's like, you know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea. It's horrible.
It is pretty amazing how, you know, we change. Sometimes it's not necessarily growth as we get older.
Right, and, it's just aging.
Yeah. And we see a lot of folks go from being like, oh, those kids, to like, get off my lawn so fast.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they lose the understanding, the compassion, I don't understand where it goes as folks age. I feel like I just get more and more. I just slide to the left. Slide to the left. Like, more and more in the way of, we aren't going to make it out alive if we aren't helping each other.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And I don't understand wanting to uphold systems that actually are designed to hurt us, not just like, you know, me or you, like all of us.
All of us.
All of us. We are actually all of us non-100 millionaires and up.
Yeah. Yeah. All of these systems impact all of us.
I guess if you have 50 million, you're probably closer to it. But I think you get my point.
Yeah.
You know, like there's more of us working class folk. There's more of us that are far more understanding of what actually needs to happen within our own communities because we actually live there.
Yeah.
And so the folks that have a bunch of money that live, you know, elsewhere and live a completely different life that like to tell us how we should be not just living, not just working, but, you know, the morals we should have. And it's amazing. Those don't work down here. Those go away.
In the real world.
And also, go control your house. I don't understand the idea of, like, I must. But I guess that is a point of freedom.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to say never, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm never going to be that person that's like, you know, get those kids off the lawn. I want the kids on my lawn. Take your shoes off. Kick it. Lay your little blanket out. You have your little charcuterie board. You know, I'll put something on the Bluetooth.
What do you want?
I love being in community with the youth.
Yeah.
They got all the great ideas in there where all the awesome music is.
It's true.
You know? I kick it. I'll be, you know, turn my cap around backwards and
don't. Let's move forward.
And be, hey, guys.
Hello, fellow kids.
Fellow youths.
Youth. Look at us doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Teach me how to play the music.
Are you guys still doing the Dougies?
Okay. All right.
I need some help with my Tic Tacs. Huh? Anyone want to show me some new dances?
I want you to stop.
Shout out to my staff over at The Numbers. They work really, really hard. They are amazing.
They really
amazing
are.
Amazing individuals. and some of them, excuse me, tried to get me to do a TikTok dance.
All right. I'm going to need to speak with the group.
On The Numbers TikTok. Olivia led the charge, and Ado and Taya were like, well, ambush. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to. And I'm like, this is something you will never see happen.
Thank you.
Never. Thank you. I'm not.
Be steadfast in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Elk prowess.
We don't need that business.
Keep waiting.
Got another text that said, gonna need the abolition cha-cha slide mix now. Please and thank you. And hard agree.
Abolition cha-cha slide. Wow. I did see the one before that. Yes, you did it. FOMO about the podcast fest and People's Market on the calendar accomplished.
Boom.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Aw, snap. Uh-oh. Your boy has today off because he's picking up a Saturday shift to help out at the what? At the squat job? I don't know what this means. Touring all the comic shops today.
Whoa.
And then recording the Stapled Sounds tonight. Rude. XOXO. Okay, that's a full day.
I never really think about that. Like, as you're doing distribution for Stapled Spine, you do get to just tour all the comic shops. Rude.
Oh, you just blew his whole situation. Rude. Now he wants to be your distributor, Rudo. He wants to be... Ambush wants to get a... Oh, my goodness.
I don't have time. But if there's, like, comic shops on the West End that could use a touch, maybe.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're not doing...
All right. In my future.
Job interviews over the radio.
Rudes. Okay.
Excited to know that Rudo's... not at work in the moment, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hi, friend.
That's super cool.
Hi, fiance.
Okay.
While on break,
yeah.
What y'all missed, fiancés, is Ambush just got another gig.
Because I got time.
Ambush is now Stapled Spine distro staff. Beaverton to Oregon City and all the biggies sprinkled all over our Rose City.
Roots, I proudly accept.
Rudo, I love you, and so I don't want this to go bad.
I don't want to set you up for disappointment. I will say this, Roots. I did immediately figure, like, I saw it in my head, like a montage of me
full
dropping
montage.
The stacks of Stapled Spines on all the different comic shops. You know,
I mean, I also see it in my head.
Yeah, 80s music. I feel it. I had to be like on a moped though.
Rudo also said, Tina forever. Hush up, Ike.
Hush it on up.
Forever and always, yes.
Yeah, nah, for real. For real.
All right, so we don't have that much time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the clock.
We're already at the 8 o'clock.
We're at the 8 o'clock hour, friends.
Yeah.
And we got 4 stories. You likely noticed not a one of them was local.
4 national stories this week. Yeah.
And the reason why we have these particular stories is that, as you know, we're consuming the news. There's things that start to formulate in our minds. And at one point I was like, you know, there's a thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Common theme, if you will.
A common theme.
Yeah.
A thread.
Yeah.
That I'm seeing in all of these stories. It's got something to do with a little thing I like to call freedom.
I love the hand on the hip just now. In comics, we call this an event.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a freedom event?
Freedom would be the name of the event.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would span through different books.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, there we go. Thank you for that education. Learn something new today, and cue the more you know drop.
Right.
We'll get that going.
Yeah.
There's something that we are watching. And I know that folks don't love certain words. You know, you say, that's a... that person's being a or might like a little fascism in, you know, with their breakfast. And they go, whoa, that word, much like the word racist, is actually worse than the actions I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so when you throw that around, it diminishes the real fascism happening around the world.
Yeah.
When you're doing the fascism, when you're doing the I'm authoritarianism, we're just gonna call those things things. Yeah. You cannot, it doesn't matter if the feels get hurt, you know. We're talking to the people that tell us that facts don't, in fact, care about your feelings.
Right.
They don't mean that, right. But that's what they say.
They mean it for everyone else's feelings but theirs.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got this Target story, and I'm going to start there because there's some stuff. Retail giant Target is facing backlash and threats against its workers, prompting the company to remove some merchandise celebrating Pride Month from its store shelves. The decision comes after receiving threats that have affected the safety and well-being of its team members. In a statement posted on its website, Target expressed its commitment to celebrating the LGBTQIA+ community, but acknowledged the need to make adjustments in light of the volatile circumstances. The company stated that it would be removing items that have been at the center of significant confrontational behavior. While Target did not provide specific details about which items were removed or whether it was increasing security at its stores, Reuters reported that I cannot do those two words together. Reuters reported that products created by the LGBTQ brand AB Pralin, I hope I'm saying that right, because were among those being removed. These products featured spooky gothic imagery in pastel colors, including skulls and references to Satan.
Huh? Okay.
Conservative activists and media have also criticized Target for selling, quote, tuck-friendly women's swimsuits, which allows some transgender women to hide their genitalia. However, it's important to note that Target has only been selling tuck-friendly swimsuits for adults and not for kids or in kid sizes. Target is currently reviewing a group of products, including the tuck-friendly swimsuits, but have not been removed from the shelves yet. The company has faced public criticism and even witnessed incidents captured on social media, where individuals have thrown pride displays to the floor in Target stores. Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Campaign, emphasized the importance of Target standing with the LGBTQ+ community, stating the extremist groups aim not only to remove rainbow products, but to erase the community itself. Michael Edison Hayden, a senior investigative reporter and spokesperson for the Southern Poverty Law Center, expressed concern that Target's reversal might encourage more violent threats. He argued that once a company enters the fray of supporting the LGBTQ+ population, it has a responsibility to stand by that community. Backing down sends a message that intimidation works, exacerbating the situation. Target joins a list of companies that have faced criticism and boycott threats over products aimed at supporting the LGBTQ+ community. Bud Light, for example, experienced a social media backlash and had a dip in sales after running an ad campaign featuring popular trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Target CEO Brian Cornell recently highlighted the company's focus on diversity, inclusion, and equity, stating that it has fueled much of their growth over the last 9 years and expressing a desire to support, quote, all families. As Target navigates this challenge, the company's actions and decisions will undoubtedly impact its relationship with the LGBTQ+ community and its broader customer base.
I'm very grateful for the time that we had to discuss this issue. What was that? Yesterday morning? Because when I saw the story, my initial response was one of, oh, well, you know what? This is a tough place for Target. If their employees are getting threatened, because I'm no stranger to seeing these videos of people, you know, coming in and knocking down displays and just harassing, like just harassing the employees. And that's the stuff that's on video. Goodness knows what's being said to them off video, you know?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I it's tough. I don't want them to back down, but they got to protect their employees. But then you said some things that helped really put it all in perspective. And then you tied a bow on it last night with the mask comparison. And wowie, wow, wow. Am I grateful?
Well, so my Ambush asked me, what do you do as a company? What do you do in this scenario to, how do you handle that, I guess?
Right.
And for me, you've made the decision to, as the articles that jump in the fray, right?
Right.
If you are going to capitalize off of a marginalized community, you need to show some solidarity with that community.
Right.
It, selling t-shirts is not the solidarity. It's when somebody, where is Target's money going? Who are you lobbying? You know, are you doing the Hobby Lobby, or are you going to make sure that people are able to continue to live a life? And when I say continue to, it's cold blooded because it's not even that long, you know, but like continue to live a life where they get to be married. Right. If they want to be, where they get to have some autonomy over their own body if they want to. Like that, you show real solidarity. If it's a performance, it's a performance, and we can all tell. And that's where we're at right now, which to me is then you are just simply capitalizing off of a marginalized group and you got some splaining to do.
Text just came and said, what happened to not negotiating with terrorists?
And this is what I'm talking about.
Boom. Boom.
So that's a absolutely 100% that.
Yeah.
There is, and tell me, so that you gave the comparison, but this is where it hit me. So it isn't fun when people go and throw a tantrum in a store, right? And all of a sudden I've worked retail and kids' footwear was a nightmare. A nightmare.
At old Nike store.
It didn't matter what time of the day, didn't matter what day it was. Oh, I mean, kids, dang. Because kids don't know what they're supposed to do there, right? And parents.
Let them just run them
Let's
up.
Be honest. A lot of y'all don't care. Okay? You're just trying to find a pair of shoes that fit so you can get that person right back out of the store.
Right.
It's a mess. Shoes everywhere. You got to find a shoe, one's, you know, in a whole other box. So, yeah, when someone comes in and purposely destroys a zone or purposely destroys a display, it's out of this world annoying. Did they stop selling masks? Did they stop selling COVID tests?
Right.
When people were going in there and knocking over those displays and screaming about the government's tyranny or whatever they were doing while inside of a Target.
Right. Right.
Did Target even consider pulling, moving, no masks? We just won't sell them. No. And so what are we talking about? Is it solidarity or not?
Right. Right. You made it so clear to me when you gave that comparison last night. I was like, there was no way they were going to stop selling masks or COVID tests because anti-maskers were in there cutting up. And we're talking about the exact same population,
this is same people, same brand.
Right. So, again, this isn't about a reaction to the issue or the fake concern. This is about the appropriate reaction to the behavior.
Right.
No matter what anyone comes in Target for, any of these retail locations complaining about, how do you handle someone who is harassing your employees? What is the policy around customer, consumer, whatever, someone from the public harassing your employee? Whatever that is, that's consistent all the way across and should be.
What's wild to me is every Target that I go that here that I mean, and I mean, all over.
Yeah.
They all have guards, right? There's always a security guard visible, visible guard, which means there are more non-visible people watching cameras and at the ready or whatever. I don't know if they really, if they got their feet up or not, but they're watching cameras. They're seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
All of those employees have a walkie-talkie situation.
Yep.
If something's going down, pineapple, say whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
And so-and-so from security or loss prevention comes out and escorts this person out.
That's it.
Because caving to that behavior does what? It literally teaches them to continue to do that behavior.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people who never learned they shouldn't do that behavior anymore.
Right. Right.
They're big adults. But understand that the same people, all of it, like that, just start from the frame of every single thing they say is a projection. Every single thing they say is, you know, I'm doing it times 15. Right. So don't, it's a misdirection.
Right.
They lie directly up. They create situations that aren't real, get people riled up, and don't even understand the privilege in faking these things.
Right.
There are so many real things. There's no reason to make anything up. Unless you are a reactionary to things that don't bother you, that literally have nothing to do with your life. But this woman, one TikTok, this woman goes in to Target purposely for this. And so I need you to understand, this is not like, oh, I'm just shopping and I happened upon.
Right.
It's literally, I'm going to Target because Pride's on its way.
Listen very closely to this, guys.
And what I won't do is stand for it. Because they're trying to indoctrinate my children with the gay, I think. I'm not sure. I'm
trying to put the gay on all our kids.
And so she goes in there, claims to be in the kids section, showing, she first shows a shirt that you don't even get to read. And she's like, can you believe it says that? Well, I don't know, Margaret. You didn't let me see it and you didn't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Then there's a book, like a journal that, or I'm sorry, I think it was a card.
It was a card.
I'm so happy you came out. And another one that was like, I'm happy you're queer.
Right.
I'm so happy you're queer because it was like here. But queer.
Yeah.
That was just her. Incensed.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I can't believe any of this. She then goes on to say, I found this in the children's section.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? It's an extra small swimsuit.
Well, that was the part that exposed her.
No, she said it out loud.
Oh, did she actually say it?
Yeah, she said it out loud.
Oh my goodness.
Ambush, you got to understand that when some folks that are like, she's just making these things up, and so the lies don't have to make a whole lot of sense. That's what her audience is looking for. Her audience isn't looking for dots to connect. It's literally just like loosely, you know, it was in the same store.
Yeah.
That's all they need. It's an extra small adult bikini that she is trying to pass off as a child's bikini.
Right.
That bikini, or two-piece is what I really probably should be saying, that two-piece swimsuit has a light binding at the top and is tuck-friendly in the bottoms. Apparently, that is pure indoctrination to the children. That is grooming. That is sexualizing children, which I need everybody who sees any of this stuff and doesn't immediately bristle. I need you to think about what they're actually saying. So a two-piece swimsuit sexualizes your children, but think about their July 4th. You know, family photo where they get all of their outfits at Old Navy and they're matching. All of their kids are in two pieces.
Yep.
With American flags all over it. Is that sexualizing? No, that's patriotic. You know, we love our country. The same people talking about unisex bathrooms and how detrimental it is for a man to go to the bathroom in the same place as a woman apparently don't. They all live alone.
Yeah. None of these men live with women.
None of these men live with women. None of these men and women have children. None of them have. They all have their own bathrooms. Wow. What a time to be alive that in your house, everybody gets to, every single person gets their own bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it. They're talking about things that absolutely do not matter in a way that is like all of their danger centers or, you know, sensors have gone off.
Yeah.
And I can't believe this, you know, and she's like, and if this isn't enough reason to boycott Target, I don't know what is. And what I say to Target is don't want their money. You should not want their money. If those people come in and create straight up havoc in the way of doing a video that then goes viral that brings other people in to do exactly what that person did. If other people start coming in and knocking over all of the stuff and doing the things and, you know, like having these tantrums in your store, you are now having to pay people to stay late. You are now, which you don't pay them enough anyway, but you're paying for those people's tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want them to come buy a comforter tomorrow?
And guess what, guys? I have a secret for you.
Oh, it's a big one.
They're going to go buy a comforter tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
These stores that they're boycotting have a monopoly. Like, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Americans that are absolutely out of this world privileged. Very specifically, these people who go into a Target and knock over the mask display or knock over the pride display in a tantrum that don't get arrested. They don't get get in trouble.
Right.
They just get to do that and then go home and get on TikTok and tell their followers, look what I did today.
And then go to another Target to shop.
But then they absolutely hit the suburb, a different suburb. They go the 17 blocks down the other street to the other Target.
Right. It's fake, bro.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's all fake.
And you seeing a dip in sales is absolutely ridiculous for you to do. Looking at you, Bud Light, for you to respond to those things in that way, to absolutely cave to this little small group of people.
Very loud, small group.
They're loud. And they like to knock stuff over.
Just a fave.
But they are not a majority. In any stretch, they're not even the majority of people that buy stuff from you.
Right. Right.
And so for me, it's an absolute, what are we doing here? There's nothing to even talk about. What you're doing is a self-report. When you decide, okay, this is just too much. We bit off more than we can chew.
This Broadway production's over. This performance is a wrap.
Yeah, this performance is a wrap.
We're going to move into our summer season.
We're going to workshop it.
Workshop it.
Yeah. We're going to have a couple of run-throughs. And it's going to look like moving this pride display from the front to the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to take off all of the things that say it's okay to be trans. Because that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Folks didn't have as big of a deal, an upset about pride. I mean, don't get me wrong. The same people are... The same brand of people are upset always.
Mm-hmm. Same ones.
And
upset
something about abominations and God. I don't know. In a book that a man wrote.
Yeah. Same ones upset about Black History Month.
Yeah. Like, how dare you, Black History Month? What about White History Month? Same people.
Yeah.
But understand that the vitriol had died down a touch because the mainstreaming of pride with like Target,
right,
with other companies putting that, just hey, these are folks too. And also, I am not like caping for Target like they did some major feat here by ever having a pride moment. I'm just saying the vitriol has not been as wild, but there is this intense effort to separate more people into different buckets so that, you know, you are a double income, no kid, gay couple that wants to live the American dream or whatever it is that you're going for. And, you know, I don't really understand this trans issue. I don't really understand why the T needs to be in the LGBTQ.
Right.
Now all of a sudden there's folks, you know, rethinking. That intense focus and target on trans people is literally for all of us. And if,
yeah,
I don't know how many different ways you need to see it. I don't know how many different ways that we need to talk about it. But if you can get people to hate the most marginalized group of people the moment, that includes you, unless you are in the group of the people doing the marginalizing. It includes you.
And honestly, you're denying parts of yourself if you think it doesn't include you. Like, you're literally denying parts of yourself and parts of your community. For every one of these people that have some type of fake issue that they want to, you know, bully people about, whether it's trans rights or queer rights, period, whether it's CRT, whether it's any of these issues, right? It's statistically impossible for you not to be in community with someone of these identities that you're hating against.
Period.
Statistically impossible. So you're literally denying parts of your own identity and humanity to pretend to have an issue for the sake of whatever. Like, for the sake of whatever. We did get a couple of texts there.
I was just going to.
Uh-huh.
First one. If MAGAs are so bugged about LGBTQ Pride Month, why don't they organize a heterosexual shame month?
I mean, meet them, right?
Let's do it. Bring out the shame bell.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, goodness.
Another one. This crap would stop real quick if Target publicly announced that for every one of these tantrums thrown in their stores, they would donate $50K to the Trevor Project.
Man.
Ba, 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 ba.
Man. I would shut it down.
I mean,
it'd no longer be trendy, that's for sure.
Understand that the reactionaries doing this are doing it to make catchphrases, right? Well, that's not their end. But it's like, once you go woke, you go broke.
Yeah.
Prove it. Show me where. Show me where that has happened for any of these companies. Show me any company that, you know, stopped discriminating and then they lost money.
Right.
Like, the frame of that is that delusion that everybody thinks like I do, except for this very small group of people that we should actually just totally discriminate against, because otherwise we will have the woke mind virus. And the woke mind virus is worse than COVID. And so I don't want to get that.
Guys, I'm so glad you brought up the woke mind virus. Guys, we are literally talking about a small group of people that are very loud and are consistently are exposing how unintelligent they are. They don't believe in science or math. Or history.
Or logic. None of their math be mathing.
None of it. None of it adds up. And they're consistently like, we need to be leading the country back to what?
To greatness.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah, to greatness.
Yeah.
Which is, you cannot continue. And this is my experience of what American history has tried to rewrite itself to be. You do not get to be both the persistent victim and the victor.
Right.
You do not get to be both at all times, always.
Yeah.
Everything always, everywhere at once.
How What's you losing? Called? Yeah, something like that. How you losing but know so much?
Bruh.
Since you know so much. And we are back. It's News My Fiance. Join the conversation via text 971-220-5979. That is 971-220-5979. You got a couple texts, correct?
Did. And by a couple, I mean one.
I must not be woke. Woke is the mind killer. Woke is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my woke. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the woke is gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. Jack.
I read Dune in high school. Rudo.
Roots. Are you excited about part two? The trailer dropped. It looks great.
Oh, did it drop?
The trailer looks crazy. It dropped a couple weeks ago. It looks amazing. Quote from Dune. Thank you there. Roots.
If anybody was like, man, that song sounds really familiar. The one and only SWV, Sisters with Voices.
Sisters with Voices.
This is a song that I believe that song came out in like 1992.
Yeah.
93, something like that.
Yeah, I was definitely in high school.
Ooh. Not me.
Not me. Out on the playground.
That's one of those songs, Ambush, where I'm like, as an adult, oh, wait a minute, what are you saying?
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend and you gonna, and you do this stuff anyway. No, Coco, don't do that.
He's so fine. But
this is what happens when you have men writing all of the songs for women to sing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care about your girl. Hey.
Hey, I don't really mean that as a woman. So then years later, they have to write all these coming to you as a woman songs.
Yeah. I mean, who wrote The Boy Is Mine? You know?
Oh, I don't know, but they delivered. They killed that job.
Shout out to Brandy and Monica.
Man.
Still okay. Love that video, too.
Yeah.
Is that a Hype Williams? Had to be.
Probably.
Had to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody asks.
Nobody
asks. Not video sold.
Nobody cares. But what I do want to ask is,
mm-hmm.
fiancés, are there songs that you used to love and then you hear them as an adult, man. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because that happens to us a lot.
We could
and
do a show of
we could do a
songs.
Full 3-hour show about that.
Oh, my God.
Just because, man, have we allowed some wild behavior.
All of the 80s rock synth where these men are talking about being in love with
children.
Teenagers.
Children.
Children. High school girls.
And stalking them. Because why wouldn't I do that? It's completely, totally normal for me to just stare through your classroom window or whatever it is that you're going to. Anyway, I guess we should move forward.
I was just going to say, the amount of times I've heard them use teacher's pet in these songs is just like, come on, guys. Out loud, doing a thing. Mind you, top of the charts. You know?
You know? Got right on up there.
Yeah, ranked in Billboard for 20 weeks. Anyway. There was a thing that happened last night.
Woo.
And if you missed it,
no,
maybe
you didn't.
Maybe you didn't.
Huh? You definitely didn't.
Elon hosted Ron DeSantis on Twitter Spaces last night so he could announce his bid for the presidency. Something that needed announcing because up until this point, we had no idea.
Well, he had to change a couple laws first.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needed to change the law that will allow him to remain as governor while running. Because that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should have been a moment of triumph for Elon Musk turned into a series of embarrassing mishaps. Yesterday, a Twitter audio event featuring Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis?
Yeah. And the reason we're saying his name like that now is because we've heard him say it like that.
For the very first time.
Yeah. We were saying DeSantis the whole time.
DeSantis.
Yeah, DeSantis, DeSantis.
I mean, Trump calls him Ron DeSanctimonious, you know? So, like, it's a DeSantis.
Yeah.
Now it's DeSantis, which I'm not sure.
Yeah. In this announcement video, he refers to himself as DeSantis. So, yeah. Twitter audio event featuring Governor Ron DeSantis, where Musk was set. Was set to announce his presidential run, was marred by technical glitches and an overall lack of seamless operation. No surprise, right? The event, which was supposed to be carefully choreographed announcement, began with over 20 minutes of technical difficulties, hot mic moments, and garbled conversations. The live stream abruptly cut out, leaving the audience in confusion After a brief interruption, the live stream restarted with hundreds of thousands of listeners trying to tune in. At that point, Governor DeSantis had not yet spoken a word. I want to pause right here. Hey, for all of you that are in your Zoom meetings and you're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I was talking for 15 seconds and didn't have my mic on. Elon Musk is one of the most smartest person, brilliant people on the planet. Okay. He's a multi-billionaire. He bought Twitter. He does all these things.
He's got to be the smartest person.
He's the smartest person. He's
in every room and on every Twitter space.
He's launching rocket ships into the cosmos. Okay. Maybe you don't feel so bad about what's happening to you on your Zoom. The technical problems during the event not only affected the live stream, but also triggered shock and scorn among Twitter users themselves. The hashtag disaster appeared on many posts, and even President Biden's personal account shared a donation link with a humorous comment on the situation. When the audio event began, more than 600,000 listeners joined, causing Twitter's mobile apps and website to sputter or crash. Musk later acknowledged that his account, with its 140 million followers, had overwhelmed Twitter systems. Although the live stream event recovered, the restarted event with Governor DeSantis had a smaller audience with approximately 275,000 listeners. Criticism of the event arose even before the technical glitches, as Musk, who had claimed that Twitter is a politically neutral platform, used the occasion to openly support a Republican candidate. Some argue that this undermines the platform's claim of impartiality. Musk, known for his unpredictable nature, has shifted his political alignment over the years. While he previously voted for Democratic presidential candidates like Barack Obama and Joe Biden, he has recently embraced right-wing accounts and politics on Twitter. This transformation has raised questions about his influence over the social platform and its content curation. This is like Benzino source. Former employees and industry experts have raised concerns about Twitter's stability since Musk's acquisition. He made significant changes, including shutting down one of Twitter's main data centers, reducing teams working on back-end technology, and removing leaders overseeing those areas.
Brilliant.
Despite the hiccups, once the event resumed, DeSantis finally had the opportunity to speak. He delivered his speech, praising Musk for acquiring Twitter and commending his commitment to free speech. DeSantis expressed confidence that Musk's investment in the company will be profitable, calling him a good businessman and declaring Twitter Space is a great platform. He also called Disney failing.
That's happening.
Yeah, his assessment. as a addendum to what's happening in DeSantis land, the NAACP, it's totally fine. The NAACP has issued a travel advisory for Florida. citing what it describes as active hostility towards minorities. DeSantis prepared to launch his presidential run yesterday. The NAACP sees this as the beginning of a broader campaign to engage voters in the state and nationwide. Leon Russell, chair of the NAACP, stated that the group has decided against calling for an economic boycott of the state. I'm going to read that again. The group has decided against calling for an economic boycott of the state, similar to the one that led to the removal of the Confederate flag in South Carolina in 2015. Russell explained that they questioned the effectiveness of a boycott and instead emphasized the need for organizing and active participation in elections to address the consequences of recent legislative actions in Florida. Not both, but one or the other is what they're choosing. The NAACP aims to raise awareness about the wide range of legislative actions that they believe target various groups in Florida, including African Americans, immigrants, the LGBTQ+ community, women's reproductive rights, and voting rights. They encourage people to support entertainment centers and companies that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, and advocate for human rights rather than attempting to restrict them. I love the face you're making. It's the one I have when I read it. While Governor DeSantis has signed several laws that critics argued disproportionately affect African Americans, including restrictions on voting rights. The NAACP clarified that the timing of their travel advisory is coincidental to his presidential campaign launch. They stressed the importance of discussing the records of all of the candidates and the need for participation in all levels of politics. Conservatives swiftly responded to the NAACP's advisory, with DeSantis' spokesperson dismissing it as a stunt. Mm-hmm. The chair of the Florida Republican Party even offered to financially assist Leon Russell in moving out of the state,
tight,
a gesture that Leon called BS.
Cool.
The NAACP maintains that their goal is not to drive people away, but to build civic engagement and collaborate with other groups on issues such as redistricting and women's reproductive rights. This travel advisory follows a similar warning issued last month by the advocacy group Equality Florida, which highlighted the risk exposed to the LGBTQ plus, the risk posed to the LGBTQ plus community by anti-LGBTQ plus legislation signed by Governor DeSantis. Russell emphasized the importance of awakening people's political awareness and understanding their role in the political process. He stated the NAACP's work is not about campaigning against specific candidates, but rather about clearly stating their position on the issues and fostering civic engagement.
Oh no, I feel like they didn't do that. Okay, we gotta decide which what do we talk about first here?
I mean,
do we go back to the very terrible, bad Jiminy Snickets thing? Like Twitter space?
I think we could, yeah.
Or do we, okay. Real quick. I have a thought. I don't want to like call it a theory or, you know, but I have a thought. And that thought is, when Tucker was fired and then from Fox and was then, right, you know, announced that he would have a show on Twitter.
Right.
And right, was doing the, you know, this is the only place, the only true place for free speech left in America. I think he said something like that.
Yep.
when that happened, I don't know how immediate it was, but I started thinking, okay, wait, Tucker Carlson is not a social med guy.
No.
He's not a I've built my audience this way and I, you know, interact with my audience this way. He definitely, you know, will tweet here and there, but he's not that guy. So what is this, right? And I definitely have been watching, I've had my eye on Elon for a very long time, because anytime I hear this is the smartest, the best, the brightest, and the person is looks like a drawn frog villain, I am like, I'm gonna keep my eye on that person, because there's some stuff going on. He also is, you know, the dude that pretends that he's some sort of self-made person and right, has his entire, you know, actual family lying about his father's
emerald mine.
It made me think, when I have watched Elon go from, I'm just a centrist man and I just, you know, can't we all just get along and not see color and let people do what they want in their own bedrooms and all of those stupid things, to, yeah, what about black on black crime? How come no one's asking that question?
Right.
How come no one's saying this part out loud? And then it's like completely made up eugenics, you know, talking points.
Right.
I've watched this. So it is of no shock to me that Tucker Carlson shows up there. But what it makes me start to think is, okay, wait, why did he buy Twitter? Right? He bought Twitter supposedly to protect free speech, but that's not what they're here for. They don't actually believe in that. And we know he doesn't believe in that, because he started blocking people that were saying bad things about him.
Immediately.
Shadow banning, straight up banning, all the things. And made an effort to create that, make that platform be what he wanted it to be for himself, not for everybody else.
Right.
Why do you do that? Why do you spend $44 billion on this platform that you don't actually care about? Is it really just validation? Is it really just to be the most followed person when you know that that's fake? Mm. You know, like, what's it for? And I am increasingly deciding that I think he bought Twitter because all of these very wealthy, very racist, very homophobic, transphobic, very white supremacist, patriarchal minded folks. And when I say that, I mean every word.
right.
Those folks know, because they have tried to start their own like right wing or conservative social media outlets, and it doesn't work. And it doesn't work for a lot of reasons. One of those reasons is not fun. It's absolutely not
right,
fun
right.
for those people who, I mean, reactionary is in the, you know, job description. Here.
Right.
If, what are they reacting to? Who do they get to yell out? How do you own the libs if the libs aren't here?
Right.
So
who do I get to own?
Everybody's on Parler just yelling the same things at each other. Boring.
Right.
You're on Rumble doing the same thing. Boring. And Elon has all the money in the world, right? So could he ostensibly just create three different social media companies? He could have his own Facebook, his own Instagram, his own Twitter. That's all for conservative leaning or whatever label you want to put on it. The real Americans, the Patriots, whatever they're calling themselves today. He could do that, but he is in fact smart enough to know that those don't work. he isn't a bright bulb.
Right.
But he does know that that doesn't work. So buying the thing that is a lot of people's choice of social media, a lot of people's choice for how they get news.
Yeah.
To buy that, change the game. Okay, now we're bringing every free speech. Is so important, we're going to bring back the Nazis. And I do mean that. I don't just mean the racist people. I mean right, the actual no, self-proclaimed, full like full-blown, I'm here to do the things. Yeah, they should come back and they should get to be able to talk because free speech. And then we're just going to add community notes to stuff. You can just like add context to this story because I think it's important for people to know what's really going on. You are now taking a platform that was one of the only platforms to seriously try to change things once they realized that, oh, we were, the misinformation was spreading, the bots were a botten, we're going to crack down on that. They're one of the only platforms that did. So now all of those things get rolled back.
Right.
All of those safety measures gone. So we're spreading fake news at a faster rate.
Congratulations.
You're taking away the ability, like with the whole, you know, checkmark stuff. This is, sorry, I'm not, I should have like bullet pointed this for myself so I could be real concise. But like with the verification and right. being like, that doesn't matter, just pay for it. And then, so every, I mean, when you have trained a population to look at that checkmark as
validation.
Verification that I'm getting it from NBC News and not the NBC News, right? Now I don't know who is what and what is, you know, and what is who.
You've made it that much more unsafe.
You've made it that much more unsafe. You've made it that much more easy to spread false information for people to believe things that are not real. Going into a presidential election when we know that social media and bots get used in ways that are very nefarious. You've just made it easier. And I think that has something to do with why he bought it. I think showing his hand, you aren't the apathetic, I don't really, you know, I just like to smoke weed on Joe Rogan. You're not really that guy.
Right.
And now that you have bought this infrastructure, changed it, knowing that people, their behavior, like there's tons of people who have already left Twitter. There's even more that will continue to.
Oh, yeah.
But there are people who are also like, what do I do now? I don't have a this, 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 or that. This is how I stayed in contact. This is how I got my news. Mm-hmm. But we know that the infrastructure for Twitter isn't even there. Like, their own engineers are like, hey, you can't do that at the Twitter spaces.
Right.
What did they call it? A beta test that never quit. It's still in beta test mode. And you're like, we can handle a presidential announcement from the Ron DeSantis?
It didn't even make it to 1 million viewers before it crashed.
I mean, this is giving very much when, you know, Ticketmaster crashed for the World Series every single time, or crashes when Adele goes on sale. You are supposed to be able to handle this.
Yeah.
What are all those fees paying for? Tell me now. So you got this situation where we're about to watch Rumble, Parler, all those things. Like, he's trying to turn Twitter into that.
Right. And it don't work.
That's my thought. Not theory, I guess. But
theory.
You know.
Theory crafted.
And then you got the NAACP coming out here being like, let's do a travel ban, but also not a money ban.
This is a great example. First, thank you for handling that first part of the story ever so eloquently.
Oh, thank you.
Putting that theory out there, because it's, I mean, people need to be thinking. Like, what's the whole purpose here?
I mean, just keep asking yourself, why did he buy Twitter? Why did he buy Twitter?
Yeah.
And break it. Because he's breaking it. He's breaking it in our face. And completely it's not it. Usually when we're like, oh, we got it. He's breaking it. Mm-hmm. We're not thinking about why he would do that. And I think we know why he would do that.
This action, this latest action by the NAACP, is why I have always, or for a great deal of time, looked at them with a level of discontent and really, really have been upset with their performance. I'd rather, if you don't have a solid strategy, I'd rather you be quiet, because you are the NAACP. And for a lot of people, you are the voice of a large swath of Black people. You are the Black voice. You have propped yourself up as the Black voice. And then you say things like this at the national level. It's embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. First off, the fact that this travel ban came after other organizations were public in expressing their dismay with the legislation that was happening. Like, we're the last ones to show up. Cool, cool, cool. And then also, we don't want to enact a strategy that has proven to work. Right? We just want to put a ban out. Let me ask you something. Travel ban. And then what? What are the terms? What, like, why say anything? Just to be heard? How are you any better for using this particular issue, seizing it to hop on your soapbox to be heard? How are you any different?
Sounds like a performance to me.
Yeah. How are you any different from the people that you claim to be against on the right that do the exact same thing?
Well, Ambush, how are they any different?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they look like me.
That's the first one. And then the second one is they're nice about it.
Oh.
Nicer about it.
Hmm. They go low, we go high.
There you go.
Yeah. Keep it. Have that to yourself.
If anybody's wondering, why this energy for the NAACP? We have to understand that the NAACP is able to exist in the way that it does because it is allowed to.
Right.
And it is allowed to because it is not a radical organization based in the liberation of Black people.
No, it is not.
Advancement is not liberation. And I'm going to say that over and over and over and over and over again. Advancement is not liberation. So the people that are supposed to be is a performance. So anybody can do it. Every single body every single person can hold up all of these systems of oppression, no matter how impacted and affected by those systems of oppression they are. But do understand that there has been a concerted effort to make certain groups of people feel like they can class their way out.
Mm.
They can assimilate their way out. Mm-hmm. And once you've become, you know, the president of the NAACP, you fixed racism.
Right.
And now you know the decisions to make. It's laughable. It would be funny if it wasn't so dangerous.
Bruh.
It would be funny if it didn't mean that we are still in continued peril. And we have to get to the point where everybody understands, like, being the last to the party in that way
mm-hmm.
is a continued sort of distancing themselves from queer Black people.
Yep.
Trans Black people.
Yep.
Trans women are the highest murder rate. Highest. So when we talk about small groups of people, they are a very small group of people that get disproportionately targeted and then unalived. And if you're not talking about them, then you aren't talking about all Black people.
No.
You are not making sure that all Black lives matter. Right? And in a place that is doing its level best, Ron DeSantis in Florida, filled with Black and brown people.
Mm.
Filled. A person doing is their level best to create laws to make them illegal.
This is the strategy you have?
Your strategy is like, don't go there if you're not from there. But if you're but if you live there, maybe, you know, don't not spend your money.
What's the point of the advisory?
What are you even talking about?
What is the point of the advisory? Like what? No, literally, what is the point of the advisory? You want to restate for anyone that missed it that Florida is dangerous? What's the advisory? What's the guidance in the advisory? Spend money at places that are promoting,
you know,
the DEI work.
That you know are nice.
Absolute nonsense, bro.
So clearly,
nonsense.
We have got a lot to work on because we got to two stories. We did four. We planned four.
Yeah.
I am very sad we did not get to Bobert.
I need that area I will for just, next week. I definitely, because I got a theory for that, too.
I just want to say that Lauren Bobert.
Bobert.
Is
girl
absolutely
girl,
like if MTV brings back the show Teen Mom, if she's not the host, humongous missed opportunity. Humongous.
Yeah,
because I have never heard someone advocate for teen pregnancy the way she does.
When she's out of office, I'm pretty sure that's gonna be something her agency
gotta be to. I mean, if
it's a layup,
somebody if it happens, I want my percentage.
Brah, brah.
We got a few missed texts and we got to hurry it up.
Yeah. broken music breaks with my fiance.
Yes. That's, oh man, that's, that, name it.
Roots. Let me see. Oh, again, talking about music.
Yep.
And written by, you know. Blame the culture too, though.
Yes.
People like Sting writing intentionally creepy songs and then people are like,
How romantic. No, seriously. It's almost the workers of Twitter. Oh, wait. It's almost like the workers of Twitter were what kept it running well. Exactly that.
Yeah.
But he's so smart. He can do it all by himself. I don't know why you even think about workers, you know?
Right. There you go. Think about workers.
Last one. Twitter. The first syllable says all you need to know. And if that ain't it.
Man.
Y'all, I really do apologize. We talked a little too long on other things and should have gotten to those stories. I hope it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't leave us.
You listen to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 107.1 and 91.1 FM. And in the Halem, Manzanita, Wheeler and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere, xray.fm. And this was News of My Fiance. Huh? Show made possible by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor Kyle G.
Ba, 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 ba.
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for texting. You guys are just like
the bee's knees.
Bees knees. You guys
the best fiancés everywhere. In the world.
I know that's right.
Of the world.
Y'all jealous. Y'all's without. Please do not forget. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.